Camellia by Leslie Pierce.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Leslie Pierce was born in Rochester, Kent, but has lived in Bristol for over 25 years. She has three daughters and a grandson. She is the best-selling author of 21 novels, including Ellie, Georgia, Tara, Camellia and Charity, all five of which are published by Arrow. She is one of the UK's best-loved novelists, with fans across the globe and sales of over 7 million copies of her books worldwide to date. Chapter 1. 1965, Rye, Sussex. "Hey, mister," a small boy tugged at the policeman's sleeve. "There's a woman in the river." Sergeant Simmons put his cup of tea on the counter of the quayside snack bar, looked down at the carroty-haired boy and grinned good-naturedly. "Swimming, boating or doing her washing?"
"She's dead, mister, stuck in the mud."
The boy was no older than 7, in torn shorts and a grubby T-shirt, his black gym plimsolls covered in mud, a handful of worms squirming in the bottom of a red toy bucket. His expression was too earnest for a prank. He was out of breath, and there were beads of perspiration on his little freckled nose. "Where was this, Sonny?"
"Way along there."
The boy pointed across the river, in the direction of where the rivers Tillingham and Breed meet, and turned together towards the Rother and Rye harbour.
"I was digging up some worms to go fishing."